This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Where is he taking us?
Just looks like more jungle to me.
Come on, you two, come on.
Here we are, home sweet home.
You live in a cave?
Not just any cave, the Buckingham Palace of Caves. I found it soon after I came to the island. That was 3 years ago. Hard to keep track these days. So, where do you come from?
We're from Long Island, New York.
I don't care about that. I mean, what year?
Year?
You're time travelers like me. And by the look of that phone in your hand, you left later than I did. I'm guessing 2020?
Almost.
2020. Say, you don't happen to have any bagels, do you? I'd give 1,000 gold coins for a bagel. Oh, how I miss bagels with cream cheese.
Mr. Gunn?
Ben! Call me Ben. Oh, bagels, pizza, sushi, I miss them all. I've been living on palm leaves and coconuts. Fish are all around, but the ocean, it watches.
Okay. Mr. Gunn, Ben, how did you get to this island?
How? Ask Frank Kincaid, he'll tell you how.
You know Kincaid?
Do I? See this black suit I'm wearing? White shirt, black tie? Of course, they're nothing but raggedy rags now, but I was one of Kincaid's crew. Lena was the muscle, but I was the brains.
Then how did you end up back here in 1756?
I wasn't just some ruthless pirate. I was a visionary. I said, Frank, I called him Frank, why settle for sunken ships when you could have the kind of treasure most people only dream about?
What did Kincaid say?
He laughed in my face, thought I was crazy. You don't think I'm crazy, do you?
No, of course not. Do we, Morgan?
Totally sane. But see, we need to rescue my brother Max.
And that means we have to find the treasure before Long John Silver and the other pirates do.
Treasure, treasure, it's always treasure.
We have a photo of the map. It was tattooed on a guy named Billy Bones. But it's like we're wandering around backwards.
Backwards.
You do think I'm crazy, don't you? And who could blame you? I mean, I was a brilliant scientist, and now I can barely look at myself in this old mirror I found.
Of course! Why didn't I think of it before?
Think of what?
The map? The mirror? Morgan! I know how to find the gold!
BYU Radio presents Treasure Island 2020, a reimagined audio adventure based on the classic novel by Robert Louis Stevenson. Episode 7, Pieces of Meats.
I was looking at it the wrong way. We all were. How did I not see it?
Hawkins, want to share with the class?
Billy Bones' tattoos.
What about them?
Slow down. Who's this Billy Bones?
Another pirate. He found the vortex, too, and traveled forward to our time.
Billy was always looking over his shoulder, afraid someone was after him. No way he would have trusted anyone else to tattoo the treasure map on his chest.
You're right. It would have been too risky. Then he tattooed himself?
Exactly! I just figured out why we've been going in the wrong direction. Morgan, grab the mirror!
A mirror? James, you're a genius!
Now wait just a minute. The only genius around here is Ben Gunn.
Morgan, I'll hold up the mirror. You hold up the photo of the map on Max's phone. That's it? Closer?
Everything's backwards. No wonder we've been going in the wrong direction.
I'll bet Max and the pirates are doing the same thing.
Let's go, before they figure it out. Take the mirror with you.
Wait! You kiddies are thinking too small.
Thanks for your help, Ben. We have to go. Let's grab the shovels.
You're making a mistake.
Yeah, come on. Get the shovels.
Fools! I can show you the greatest treasure of all time.
Yeah, go.
Come back! Come back!
You sure this is the right direction? Feels like we're walking through a jungle. Ugh! With the very large mosquitoes.
It's overgrown, but I can still see the path.
What is that on the map, at the top of this hill?
I don't know, some kind of signpost.
Hawkins, what do you think Ben Gunn was talking about when he said he could help us find the greatest treasure of all time?
I think Ben Gunn's been alone on this island too long.
Confirmed. His brain has been baking.
Morgan?
Well, what's that?
You mean who?
Why is that skeleton hanging from the tree?
I'll bet that's one of Captain Flint's crew.
Or what's left of him.
Flint must have left him here hanging on that tree as a warning.
Well, it worked. You won't tell Max I screamed like that, will you?
Your secret is safe with me. Well, me and our creepy new friend. Come on.
Wait, look at his hand. Is it me, or are his bony fingers
pointing that way?
You think that's the signpost you were talking about, Hawkins?
Who am I to argue with a skeleton? Thanks, buddy. Hang in there.
James, what is this place?
It looks like a cemetery. Must be half a dozen wooden crosses.
Each cross must be for one of Captain Flint's crew. He buried the gold, and then he buried them, so they never lived to tell.
All except Billy Bones and Long John Silver.
And our bony friend in the tree. Okay, so which cross marks the spot where the gold is buried?
According to the map, that one, in the center, with the red paint.
I don't think that's paint.
Ugh. Right, so this is it. I guess there's only one thing to do.
Start digging.
Excellent plan, James Hawkins.
Silver!
Max!
Morgan, what are you doing here?
Should have known you two wouldn't stay put on the ship.
It was a mistake to come to this island, kids.
But we do appreciate you leading us to the treasure.
You followed us?
It was backwards. The map was backwards.
Hawkins figured it out.
Well, what are you waiting for? Grab a shovel, you pack of curs, and start digging.
They're not going to let us go, are they, James? Once they find the gold?
Dig.
Not a chance.
That's it. Keep digging. You'll reach the treasure soon.
Keep digging.
Why haven't they found it yet?
I don't know.
You reach China first. There ain't nothing in this hole, but more hole.
Somebody's having a joke with us, Silver, but we're not laughing.
The gold is there. It has to be.
Only it ain't.
But it says so on the map.
Then somebody got here first. And you and the girl were here before we showed up.
Mr. Reed, are you suggesting they took the gold?
I'm not suggesting anything. I'm saying we've been tricked.
Oi, where's the gold?
James, Morgan, might you know something about this?
No,
James, just give him what he wants.
We don't know. We were following the map just like you.
Make them talk, Silver, or we will.
Make them talk. Make them talk!
James, we're old mates, ain't we?
No, you're not my friend.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but it would pain me greatly to see you come to harm. Now tell me, what do you know about that treasure?
I...
Oh, what's that?
Everywhere! One of the graves burst open!
What is this, Silver? Another one of your clever boy's tricks.
Not me, I didn't do this.
Heaven help us! There's another one! And this one's holding its skull in its hands!
The devil's own tomb! And dancing to it!
We'll be dancing to it too if he's here! Run for your lives!
Wait, you fools!
We were fools to follow you, John Silver. Grab the boy, leave the other two, and follow me.
I'm still in charge. I give the orders. Wait for me!
Wait for me!
Max, you're coming with us.
Morgan!
Let him go!
No one leaves John Silver's crew. No one.
James, come on! We can't let him take Max again!
Morgan, wait! The only way to save Max is to find the gold and strike a bargain.
But the gold isn't here! Someone must have gotten to it first.
Gee, I wonder who might be smart enough to do something like that.
Ben Gunn? That was you!
Did you like my little puppet show? Just a bit of wire and strings. I've had 3 years to booby-trap this island to scare off any unwanted visitors. Did you see how their eyes bugged out of their heads?
You call those skeletons puppets?
It worked, didn't it?
Okay, Ben. We owe you. You scared away the pirates.
But Max is still a prisoner, and we're no closer to finding the gold.
I suppose you won't give up until I show you. Well, come on then, follow me. Come on. Come on, this way. Come. This way, that way.
Ben, are you sure you're taking us the right way?
Oh, yes, I know every inch of this island.
But wouldn't it have just been faster if we went along the beach?
Faster? Oh, for certain faster, but the beach is where the ocean is waiting for me.
Morgan, is he?
Shh! Ben, you promised you'd show us the gold.
And Ben Gunn keeps his promises. Ah, here we are.
But this is a different cave.
Very observant, James. Can't leave the important things just lying around, can I? Come. Welcome to my laboratory.
Laboratory? Looks like a junkyard.
First, we'll light a fire. It'll be dark soon. Gather up that driftwood and strike this flint. There. All the comforts of home. Well, best we can do in 1754.
It's 1756.
Of course.
What is all this stuff?
It's everything, James. It's everything I've collected. My life's work. And here it is. Ta-da!
It's an old chest.
But the gold is inside, right?
I'd assume so.
You've never opened it?
Can't. Don't have the key, and I can't open it without the key. I mean, it could be booby-trapped or poisoned or...
James! I need to show you something inside my backpack. Will this do?
A key. How did you...
You could thank Billy Bones for that.
Sometimes I think that old vortex has a real sense of humor.
Well, come on! Let's open the thing!
Here, Morgan. Why don't you do the honors?
Okay. Here goes!
Easy now. Easy.
Whoa! That's a lot of gold! Incredible! No wonder so many people were willing to die for it.
And kill for it.
Ahoy there, Pip! Any sign of James and Morgan?
No, Captain. The island is quiet.
They should have been back with the gold by now.
Unless Long John Silver and the others got there first.
Let's pray they did not, Pip. Our prisoners are restless enough as it is. Keep a sharp eye and sound the horn at the first hint of trouble.
Aye, Captain. What's that sound? Who goes there?
No, take the ship.
Captain Bonnie, land attack!
Cheers!
Run, Pip!
James, did you hear that?
It came from the ship. Captain Bonnie must be wondering what's keeping us.
Sorry, I just... That's so much gold.
Gold, that's all anyone cares about these days. Or
Any days, I suppose.
You keep talking about this greatest treasure of all time. What is it?
Time itself, James. Tick tock, tick tock. What if you could control it?
You mean with the vortex? Did you discover it?
Discover? No, it's been around forever, but I figured out how it worked. Sort of. It brought me back here, but I couldn't calculate how to get back. No one's ever made a round trip, not yet.
You think you can figure out how to get us home?
I know I can! If you tell me exactly when and where you went into the vortex and where you popped out, I'll be able to complete my formula and perfect this.
Another gold coin?
No, I made this one myself. It's special, or it will be soon.
Does this coin have your face on it?
Just my little joke. Ben Gunn on the front and an hourglass on the back. With this control coin, you can jump into the vortex and end up whenever in history you'd like. It's what Kincaid wanted more than anything, and it's why I ran.
It was you.
Huh?
You wrote us the note in the book, hundreds of years in the past.
Now you're sounding crazy.
He's right. We found a book in the lighthouse in Montauk. There was a note inside. Show him, Hawkins.
You told us to come home, to go into the vortex, to bring the key.
The lighthouse? If I remember correctly, it's being built right now.
Kincaid chased us, too. We jumped off the top of the lighthouse and got on a boat and...
The rest is history. Or future history, if that's the thing.
So you think you can find the vortex we can get home once we rescue Max?
Oh, most certainly, most certainly.
But how will we ever make it off the island?
Well, there is one more treasure yet to uncover.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Morgan, James, don't stand there looking at me. Help me clear the rest off.
What's under all these branches?
More branches?
Oh, ye of little faith. There!
Is that...
Meet the SS Einstein. She's how I got through the vortex and ended up here.
You have a motorboat? Why didn't you use it to leave the island all these years?
I told you, the sea did its best to swallow me whole once, and it never gave up. Every day it watches, the waves lapping up, reaching out for me with its cold, wet fingers.
Remember when we said he wasn't crazy?
What was that?
A cannon! It's the Hispaniola! Why are they firing at the beach?
James Hawkins! Morgan Goodwin! Tis I, your old chum, John Silver.
I mean you no harm. Here's Master Max beside me, fit as a fiddle, aren't you, me boy?
When can I go home?
Home, sweet home. Yes, sir, that's what we all want. And that includes Captain Bonnie and young Pip. They're none the worse, except for a few scrapes and bruises. Ain't that right, ma'am?
Don't listen to them, James and Morgan!
Hear that? Still full of beans and vinegar is our bunny. I personally vouch for their safety, so let's be pals again, eh, James? See? I've got a hunch you do know where that gold is.
Forget those kids and forget the gold. There's a curse on both.
Belay that.
Ain't no use, John. We're with Mr. Reed. Let's weigh anchor and sail away from this godforsaken island.
Please, Mr. Silver, you can't leave my sister and James without food or fresh water. They won't survive.
You weren't so worried about them when you helped us take the boat.
You said you wouldn't hurt them.
If you're so worried about your sister and Hawkins, I'll drop you over the side and you can swim for it.
Help! Mr. Silver, somebody, let me go!
Wait! What's that coming off the beach?
Looks like a strange little rowboat heading this way.
Morgan and James!
Indeed it is, with someone else.
Ahoy, James Hawkins! Miss Morgan! Who's that little man with you?
This is Ben Gunn! We found him marooned on the island!
And did you perhaps find him with the gold?
Sea will swallow me.
It's okay, Ben. Just keep working on that formula.
Mr. Silver, I respectfully request that you strike the flag and surrender to Captain Bonnie.
That's a fine sense of humor you have, James Lad. Give me one good reason why we shouldn't sink you with a cannonball.
Because we have the gold. Morgan, show him the sea chest.
Aye, aye, Hawkins.
Well, John Silver, what do you say to that?
Aye, it looks like we have ourselves a standoff. You have the gold, James, me boy, but we have the ship, not to mention Master Max.
You can have the gold if you give us my brother.
What's the catch?
No catch. There's greater treasure than gold. Right, Ben?
That's what I've been telling you.
Then it's a deal. Bring that little dinghy alongside and we'll make the exchange.
Okay, Sam! Lower the ropes!
Here you go, James! And don't try any tricks!
Tie it tight! Don't want that treasure falling into the sea!
Same goes for my brother!
Okay, the sea chest is secure! Haul away!
You heard the man! Haul away!
Easy. That's precious cargo.
So is Max! Lower him down as you raise up the treasure!
I'm sorry, Morgan lass. I didn't catch that.
You heard her, John Silver! You have the treasure chest! Now lower Max into our boat!
You gave your word, Mr. Silver.
And a man's word is his bond, lad. But I'm afraid you misunderstood me. You stays with us until we reach safe harbor, just in case.
You really are a liar and a cheat, John Silver!
I'm a pirate, through and through. You came here looking for adventure, didn't you, lad? To get away from your boring life and a mother who doesn't understand you.
Don't you speak about her! She's the best person I know! She and my dad taught me to be honest and decent and—
Enough of this talk! Here's the chest. Easy.
Stand aside, mateys, and let me do the honors.
Oh,
Max,
you know,
come to the edge of the deck.
What?
Trust me, the edge. Now!
Okay. Oh, that is a long way down.
Open the chest, you dogs.
What the devil? Oh, it's in the air!
Max, jump, now!
Jump? Again? Why do I have to always be the person that jumps?
It's now or never, Max!
Max, don't be a fool!
A fool, huh? I was a fool to believe in you.
So long, John Quicksilver!
Max, take my hand!
Morgan!
Max, grab hold! That's it! I've got you!
Don't let go!
All together! One, two...
I did it! But what about the gold?
Show him, Ben!
I was smart enough to take the gold out of the chest and load it in these old sea bags.
I can't leave without Pip and Captain Bonnie.
No, Morgan. Look, there they are!
The widow and the Prantor, get an eye on the longboat!
Captain Bonnie, over here!
Well, friends, I suppose this is goodbye.
We have room, Captain Bonnie. You can come with us.
I told you, I belong here.
And I go where she goes.
Are you sure, Bonnie?
We'll be fine. Pip and I will make it to the nearest island and let the authorities know about these scurvy pirates and their lust for gold.
Lust for gold?
Uh-oh. James, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking the treasure doesn't belong to us any more than it does silver or flint.
What about the motel? Your mom?
My mom taught me better than to be a pirate. Captain Bonnie, will you take the treasure to the authorities?
It would be me pleasure. But we can't let Silver and the pirates know we have it.
They'll be too busy chasing after us to care about you rowing in the other direction.
Smart boy. Pip, help them load the bags. But keep them under the blanket.
Aye, aye, Captain.
I knew you were good uns.
Thank you, Captain. For everything.
Thank you, Morgan. You all sure give me hope for the future.
Goodbye. We won't forget you.
Farewell, my friends.
Forget the children. They have the gold.
You know what else we have? An outboard motor. Start her up, Ben Gunn.
Start her up, James.
James, you're right. I've been a terrible person, but I can change. Please don't leave.
Goodbye, Long John Silver, and say goodbye to your gold. You'll never catch us.
After them. Young friends, I've plotted a course for the next opening of the vortex. We outsmarted the pirates and the sea.
Max, are you okay? You're awfully quiet.
Can you ever forgive me?
There's nothing to forgive.
I should never have trusted Long John Silver. I just wanted to prove I'm not some worthless coward.
You're definitely not a coward. You helped pirates take over a ship.
And it takes courage to admit you're wrong and learn from your mistakes.
Did I do the right thing, giving up the treasure? I mean, it could have really helped my mom have a better life.
You still have a treasure, James. This one coin is worth more than all the gold in Spain. Keep it with you and don't lose it.
I'll put it in my backpack, along with the book.
An excellent idea. I wrote my formula in there.
Tell me that doesn't mean what I think it means.
We only had a small amount of fuel. I made it from boiled sugarcane.
We're slowing down.
And pretty soon we'll be stopped altogether.
Oh, boy.
What is it?
You might want to look behind us.
The Hispaniola! It's coming for us!
Don't think it'll catch us in time!
Another storm?
It's not a storm, is it, Ben?
Hot dog! It's right where my calculation said it would be!
The vortex!
There's the whirlpool dead ahead!
Max, you're not afraid?
I am terrified, but it's our only way home.
You did it! We're going home, Ben!
You are, James, not me!
What?
Someone has to write that note! Someone has to get you to the lighthouse to find it!
The cave drawings!
But how will you get to Montauk?
I can see land. I'm an excellent swimmer.
But the sea! You're terrified!
I can be brave, like you kids. Till the year 2020, Ben Gunn said hi. And eat a bagel for me!
Yes!
The coin! Don't lose the coin!
Oh, say, can you see?
We're out of control!
I can't look!
Here we go!
All the way through!
We must be alive because everything hurts.
We're back on a beach. But which one?
Listen.
An airplane.
We're back where it started. Or else we dreamed the whole thing?
It's no dream, I can assure you.
Kincaid! Lena!
You remembered. I'm touched. So is Lena, aren't you, my dear?
Overjoyed.
James, Morgan, Max. May I be the first to say, welcome home.
Find your next adventure at gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Are you a fan of cryptids like Bigfoot? Do you like ancient monsters like the Kraken? Are you ready to face the scariest creature of all? The unicorn? Welcome to The Weirdness, an exciting journey into the weird and unexpected. Join Arlo and Sierra as they host a podcast called The Weirdness, dedicated to exploring the unexplained and weird phenomena, like the Loch Ness Monster, the Yeti, the Chupacabra, and more. Unfortunately, they've never actually witnessed any of this weirdness until they track down Bigfoot himself. Turns out, the weirdness is real. And it's everywhere. Now, Arlo, Sierra, and Bigfoot, whose nickname is Beef, set off on a mind-blowing road trip adventure across the globe to find out why the creatures of legends are disappearing and solve the mystery of the creep. Listen to every episode of The Weirdness now on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com. Binge every episode and find every ridiculous creature of legend before they disappear. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.